quality service to Manhattan and the surrounding area.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Just about 10 minutes left in the program, and we are now here with some folks from the Manhattan Public Library. We got Maddie Ogle, the PR coordinator for the Manhattan Public Library, and Elaine Shannon, the book sale coordinator, and that's what we're talking about. That's the topic. We're talking book sales.
Yeah. We are very excited to be here, and so thanks for having us. We are here to talk about the annual book sale, and I'll give it over to Elaine to kind of talk about the highlights of the book sale.
The book sale is sponsored by the Manhattan Library Association, which is our local Friends of the Library group. The sale this weekend will start on Friday night for members of the Manhattan Library Association. If you're not a member, not a problem. Come on up to the library at 5:30, and there will be memberships for sale starting at $10. You have a free preview that evening, and the sales will start then as well. Saturday, the sale runs from 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock. There are thousands of books in a wide variety of genres for you to choose from. So we look forward to seeing a lot of people on Saturday. And then on Sunday, the sale wraps up from 1 to 3. And the special deal on Sunday is that you get to fill a box or a bag for $5. So you can help fill up your own private bookshelves that way.
And what type of books are expected to have as far as inventory here for this sale?
Well, all year round, we have volunteers who work hard at sorting the books that are either weeded from the library or donated by patrons. Those books will number, as I said, in the thousands in all kinds of genre, and that will include children's books, both fiction and nonfiction. There will be adult books in history and biography, travel, sports, cookbooks, poetry, and then all kinds of fiction books, romance, general fiction, historical fiction, mystery. So just about any book that you would find in the library, we will have that type of book in the sale.
And how big of an inventory is this? We talking hundreds of books?
Oh, thousands of books. As we speak, there are some young men from the Flint Hills Job Corps who are moving books from the basement of the library up to the auditorium. And tomorrow we'll have a number of volunteers getting those books out ready on the table for the sale to start. We are blessed to have anywhere from 60 to 70 volunteers who help us out throughout the sale.
Wow. And when you're talking about these books, price-wise, what kind of price range can people expect? I assume probably not cover price.
Sure, yeah. And that's the neat thing about the book sale is that we're not asking you to come in and spend lots of money. We're asking you to just come support your local library and spend even like $5. And so a lot of the hardback books will actually run at $2, breaking it down to paperbacks being 50 cents. And then, of course, our kids and children's area will range from the 50 cents to a dollar as well. And one thing I do want to highlight is that we will have, of course, our regular media. And so DVDs will be $2. CDs at a dollar, and then we actually have audiobooks at $4.
Oh, audiobooks. It seems like audiobooks have been around a while, but every now and then it feels like it kind of ebbs and flows in popularity. It feels like people are really getting back into audiobooks again.
Yeah,
lately.
Yeah. And it, you know, we offer a lot of online services at the public library, and one of the things that we see is audiobooks are a pretty common thing, and so we're glad that we're able to have some at the sale.
Now, is this an annual book sale?
We do this annually, and that's why the end of February is always a special time at the library. If you are interested in books during the rest of the year, we have Rosie's Book Corner in the library, and books that are donated also make their way up to Rosie's bookstore and are available year-round for a much reduced price as well.
And you don't need to have a Manhattan Public Library card to purchase these books, or do you?
Not from Rosie's Bookstore. You may purchase right at the circulation desk, but that is, you do not need a library card to purchase from Rosie's Bookstore.
What about the book sale? Or is that kind of the same thing?
The book sale will be on the second floor in the auditorium and the unfinished space. The sales will be either cash, check, or we do have the option of credit cards. So, you know, a lot of people don't carry cash anymore, so just bring your plastic and you can shop away.
You know, I've been looking. This is great timing. I'm glad you're both of you are in to talk about this, because I've been thinking about picking up another book to read. I like to read a book every now and then when I have time to take time to read a book. And you know what? While I'm there, I might go ahead and take care of some late fees I may have. You know what? I might have a book, actually, that you probably need in my apartment. I'll bring it.
And we probably have one that you need.
That works out well. That's a good trade. That's a really good trade.
I'd also like to add, Brady, that all of this sales from the books go to benefit the library. The mission of the Manhattan Library Association is to support special programming through the library, and that includes all kinds of summer reading programs for children, for young adults, for even for adults. We support the TALK program, which is sponsored by the Kansas Humanities Council, and we also help with lots of special extra things in the children's area and throughout the rest of the library. So that's a wonderful mission of the Manhattan Library Association, to donate all of our money back to the library. So,
and I know this is a community that supports the library, and it seems to always be a community that recognizes the importance of the public library. When, you know, some communities across the state, you hear some of these stories about some of their libraries closing up, but it always seems like Manhattan Public Library is always running pretty strong.
Our library is a real gem and an asset to the community, so we're happy to be able to support it.
Real quick, any books either of you are reading right now that you want to share?
I just read a historical fiction book that was set in Europe during World War II, so one of the favorites I've had more recently is Beneath the Scarlet Sky. So I recommend that one as well.
Maddie.
Yeah, and me on that end, I'm going to be like you, and I'm going to actually go look for some new books to add to my collection at the book sale, and hopefully I can start reading then.
You know, I'm a big comic book nerd. It's been well documented on this show. Is there any, like, graphic novels that are going to be in this book?
There will be a few graphic novels, and there's also a table of humor. So we'll direct you right there, Brady.
There we go. You got what I need. That's great. Thanks so much for coming on the show and sharing that. That's Manhattan Public Library. You just heard from the PR coordinator, Maddie Ogle, and Elaine Shannon, the book sale coordinator. Again, that book sale is happening
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday night, 5:30 to 7:30. Saturday during the day, and Sunday 1 to 3.
There you have it. If you miss any of this show, go online a little later today. NewsRadioKMAN.com. Click On Demand. Click In Focus. You can get all caught up. All that audio on demand. More In Focus tomorrow. Have a good rest of your day.
May have to look up those humor books. Might be nice to have some for a change around here, huh?
Oh, there it is. Yeah. There it is.
Hey,
we're going to cut this out.
It was collective. It was collective.
Okay, that's fair.
You know, it wasn't
team effort.
It was all about us, not just to poke at you.
Yeah, and we know that there's no humor in your life, is there?
You know, apparently someone's missing the boat. I don't know where that comment came from. Not whatsoever. All right, good stuff today. Thanks, Brady. Appreciate that. Moving up on 10 a.m., CBS News is next, followed by Clark Howard and Rush Limbaugh. And we have K-State baseball beginning at 2:30 and K-State men's basketball tonight. That coverage begins at 7.
When it comes to shopping, there's no place like home. That's why your local Carpet One of Manhattan encourages you to keep your business in the community. KMAN, Manhattan. News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kaif, and a